Welcome to Snooze with Sam and the Scottish Fairy Tale series. Every story is based around one of many mythical Scottish fairy tales, legends, or creatures. Make sure to listen every week. Please subscribe to my channel. Click that notification bell so that you don't miss a story. And please share these stories with your loved ones as well. All of this helps my channel grow. You can also support me by becoming a patron. So lastly, a thank you to all my patrons and fans. Your support means the absolute world. So as always, lie back. Take a deep breath. And enjoy this story. This story is called Haunting of the Kelpie. Along the still loch side, a young woman strolls. The gentle breeze, blowing her long blonde hair softly whilst traversing the shallows. Dipping a toe in the water, she tests the temperature. A little too cold for her on this day, perhaps. Not that she has time to swim. Just a few inches above the loch, her flowing cream dress sways and flutters in the disturbed air. A gentle mist rolls across the hills. Some of it finding its way onto the water through the pine trees which border the shore. Low-lying clouds move in and out, covering her surroundings momentarily. This makes it difficult to create distinction between the water and space. Aside from the slow lulling of small breaking waves, there is no noise to speak of. There is no sun, only a grey overcast remains. There is a chill to the air. That morning, the young woman had helped her family to tend to their horses. They had 7 of them, all strong, working horses of various breeds. Having fed them, washed them, and allowed them some space to roam for the dawning day, she returned to the stables to settle them before continuing with her chores. But there was something amiss. In the stable, she found only 6 horses. Somehow, one of them must have escaped. A white and grey Eriske pony. She fretted, terrified of telling her family what had happened, fearing it was her fault. She quickly secured the pens and stables and set off in search of her horse. The mist thickened, visibility reducing all the time. Now the woman couldn't see the far side of the loch at all. As a matter of fact, she was struggling to see much down the coast. Just the rough, heathery banks and shale beaches which lined the loch side. An hour had passed since leaving the farm. Scanning side to side, she called out for the missing horse, desperation getting the better of her. Her hollow voice echoed all around, finding nothing but the mist. she felt like giving up. It was hopeless in this weather. She knew the land well, but didn't want to get lost herself in the gloom. She thought about having to give her family the news of her failure. They would be so disappointed. With a trembling sigh, she turned on her heel to head back along the shore. And then she froze. She dared not breathe. Eyes wide and heart pounding, such was her fright. About 100 feet away, on the shore from which she'd come, was the misty silhouette of a horse. Tall and proud, it stood, motionless, looking in her direction. She settled her nerves and took a deep breath, subduing the fright. Where did it come from? She'd heard and seen nothing. Still, the horse remained motionless, its features a blur, colourless in the fog. Something sent a small shiver through her. Something she'd heard once as a child. She tried her best to recall. A tale, a story, a myth of creatures which roamed and haunted the seas and lochs of Scotland. These creatures were called Kelpies, malevolent beings which often took the appearance of intriguing, beautiful horses. Or lured passers-by through taking the shape of handsome young men or gorgeous, enticing women. Their only aim, to drag their victims to a watery grave and devour them. No one knows why these beings had such disdain for the human race. Stories of innocent people becoming permanently attached to a Kelpie through direct contact and being dragged to the water live on. But there are 1,000 myths. Now was not the time for her to be consumed by fairy tale. Shutting her ancient recollection out of her mind, she took a tentative step back along the shore from the direction in which she'd come, composing herself. So as not to spook the horse, she treaded carefully, slowly, not making any untoward sound. Still, the lapping water of the loch was ever present. But now it seemed heightened, louder in her ears. Something was bothering her still. A little perspiration spiking on her neck. Still, the horse did not move. Closer and closer she got, feeling the crunch of the shale and slate stone beneath her buckled leather shoes. The mist remained heavy, blurring the features of the horse. but she was convinced it was hers. Pale and similarly sized, her Eriske pony stood staring at her. Still, the horse did not move. She was within 20 feet now, her heart racing, beads of sweat on her brow, the air feeling colder every second that passed. With care, she reached out the back of her hand an offering of familiarity, of friendship, of ease. The fog was now as thick as it had ever been. The ground beneath her beginning to be obscured. She peered through the gloom, straining to see her white and grey Eriske pony, his piercing blue eyes looking back into hers. Still, the horse did not move. Perhaps he was nervous, himself scared. She took a last step, edging closer. Her hand still outstretched, inching closer and closer to his nose. Wanting to feel his hot breath on the back of her hand. A sign of friendship and companionship. Finally, the horse moved. Slowly extending its muzzle, oddly and deliberately, The young woman swallowed nervously, still feeling that something was not right. Like she was missing something. Trembling slightly, she uncurled her fingers, reached out, and placed her hand upon the horse's nose. Staring into its soulless black eyes.